You're listening to the Hardball Gets AFL show, specifically the Footy Rhino podcast. Now, we are brought to you by the wonderful people at Mazda. Save at the Mazda stock clearance, 2019 Mazda BT50 4x4 dual cab XD utes, now from only $37,490. What a bargain. That's drive away for ABN holders and primary producers. Of course, conditions apply. But what a way to spend your isolation, driving around in a beautiful Mazda.
For all of eternity, football has longed for a man to lead us to the promised land. A man to save your fantasy team and to make long-winded references to movies made two decades ago. That man has arrived. One man. But he's not just a man. He's also a rhino.
Welcome back to the Footy Rhino podcast, the most bizarre version of this show that we will probably ever do. I'm sitting in a studio isolated with not Grant Fenn, because he's not allowed out of the house. He has been isolated to his house. He doesn't have coronavirus, or he's not being tested for it. It's just a precaution. But he is at home. So I've called up the only man who was allowed in the building, a long-term adversary of mine in the fantasy world, Jordan Smith.
Hello, Ryan. How are you?
Welcome. What a call-up. The world is ending, and this is how you've been rewarded.
This could be the end of the world and the reason for it.
It actually could be. Now, we're also sitting here refreshing Twitter constantly because if there's no season to talk about, it's 2:42 Western Standard Time on Wednesday. We're expecting an announcement from the AFL any second. My mail is that they're going to continue playing, but we have no guarantees. So we'll just push on as if they are playing tomorrow. And
assume fantasy continues.
Yeah, and if they decide halfway through this podcast that there is no season, we'll just stop doing it, I guess. And so make sure you check regularly. What we should talk about first is the implications for draft leagues and all
it's
that.
It's a mess.
So we've got an eight-year keeper league that we're in. We really have. I've been handed the reins as commissioner again after a seven-year hiatus, and it's the worst possible time to be handed the reins. So thank you for that.
Great time to hand the reins over.
Yeah, so it's a 17-round season, assuming it goes ahead. What does that mean in terms of when the teams are playing? Are teams going to be playing two games in a round? What does that mean for who's on the field? Let's say, for instance, round two includes the Bulldogs playing twice and Fremantle not playing at all. And I go into a matchup. I've got Jack McRae. You've got Nat Fyfe. I'm laughing. It's terrible for you. These sorts of things, which I suppose hopefully will be ironed out in the next couple of hours, maybe not, they're the things that I think are really going to the integrity of draft leagues this year is going to be questioned.
It's really difficult. And I don't think it's going to be ironed out in the next couple of hours, whatever the AFL come up with.
Yeah.
Because it's all the platforms have to change
yeah.
what it is that they're doing.
Well, that's the thing. We saw a release from Ultimate Footy, which
was
basically
very promising to hear something from them.
Something, anything. It was, look, not great detail. It was basically like, we're watching and we'll do what we can. But the timeline for this, we're about 25 hours out now, maybe 26 hours out from bounce down, potentially. So there's not a lot of time for these people to make things happen, and then not a lot of time for league commissioners to implement certain factors. What are some of the ideas that you think might work for teams, leagues out there who are struggling to get a handle on how to keep their competition going throughout this dog's breakfast?
Well, I think the first thing is what you've done in our league is to change the setup
yep.
so that you've got
yeah.
your finals playing running into round 17.
Yeah, so in Ultimate Footy, you can go straight in now and change your league fixture to start finals in round 15 is the earliest you can do it, which means if you play a top four finals, you might be in trouble. Top eight finals. We play a top six, which means it's a three-week final series. So we can do that, 15, 16, 17 of the finals.
So they're going to have to change that
for top eight leagues. They'll have to. All the leagues will have to adapt and go to a top six for this year. These are all things that you've got to think about as the commissioner, or if you're in a league and you're listening to this and you're not the commissioner, and you need to make your commissioner aware, because I went to do it yesterday. The earliest at the moment Ultimate Footy allows you to go to finals is round 15. So as I said, it works for us. We're a three-week final system. But if you're a four-week system, I don't know what you do.
Yeah, they're going to have to change that.
Unless you manipulate the fixture.
And then that makes a lot of work for your commissioner.
Very difficult. Very difficult. See, these are the things that are going to pop up. What we've sort of got as a backup plan is that the backup plan is scrap head-to-head. The team that scores the most points for this bastardised season wins the title.
See, part of me likes this because we still get to play fantasy football.
Yep.
The other part of me hates this because there's no head-to-head. And head-to-head is the reason you want to be texting blokes, calling blokes. The banter is gone because it's just you by yourself.
Yeah. Well, it's, as you say, it's better than nothing.
Yes.
But you do lose the randomness. You lose the upset in the prelim. You lose you know, the final round of the season where the team that's sitting sixth and the team sitting seventh are fighting for a spot. And then who knows, the Cinderella story. Someone comes through and
it's not going to happen.
You lose all of that. But the alternative is nothing. I know what I'd prefer. So it's a bit of a concern. Those are a couple of the things that we've sort of bandied about. We've talked about lowering the number of players on the field. We have at the moment, we have 18. We've talked about going to 15 to allow for resting, to allow for extra buys, these kinds of things. That got shut down in our league, but it's something you might be able to get across the line.
Yeah, does it help? I mean, I know it got shut down our league, so
yeah,
we're of the same school of thought. I don't think that helps.
Yeah. Well,
I would have liked to have extended the spots available on your list.
Yeah, well, the same thing. I suppose it's the same thing in the end of the day. You want to have more to play with. So if you shorten the number of players on the field, your list is then technically longer than it needed to be before.
Do you know what I mean?
You've got three extra spots.
It is the same thing, but not quite.
Yeah, exactly. And it allows the free agency list to stay bulked up a little bit. So this is a thing we've never had to deal with. It's something that every league will have to face over the coming 24 hours. I just hope you've got a good commissioner.
If only.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, it's not a fun time to be commissioning. Now, sad stuff aside, have you got any other ideas or is that your...
No, I have no ideas. I'm glad that you're going to sort it all out for our league.
Yeah, I'm doing my best.
Sometime in the next 23 and a half hours.
I'm doing my absolute best. Refreshing.
We're supposed to be excited. AFL starts.
You know, that's what it's annoying.
This is what the problem is. I haven't even looked at my AFL fantasy team because I keep thinking there's not going to be any AFL fantasy.
Well, I saw Tom Green. So I drafted my man, Tom Green, in our Keeper League draft with pick two last week or 2 weeks
you
ago.
Did.
Feels like an eternity ago, by the way, that draft. Got named to debut today.
You were very excited.
I'm so excited.
Rightly excited.
But it's tempered because I'm like, well, is it even going to play? You know, like, it kind of ruined it for me. The other factor that we haven't talked about is it sounds like the most likely scenario is if they do play, the quarters are going to be shortened to 16 and a half plus time on, which means scores are going to be significantly lower.
Yeah, so how does this affect? Does this mean the rookies play even less or does it mean the rookies play
everybody
as
scores
much as normal,
nah,
and the other guys play less?
I think everybody scores less, everybody plays less, particularly the younger guys. If they say, I mean, this is all ifs and whats and maybes, if they say, okay, we'll let you play with 25 every game or 24, I don't know. Like, if they
extending the AFL lists is a chance as well.
All of these things are in play. But the shortened quarters means obviously lower scores for everybody. The interesting thing will be is if you're, I was thinking before about what my big call's going to be for this podcast for the year. And I was like, well, I'm sure players like Tom Mitchell will thrive here because it's less about, you know, moments of impact. He's more of a, I'll just keep going as the game goes on, get cheap handballs, two for ones. If you're an impact player, like say a Petrarca or even a Dustin Martin, who might do nothing for 2.5 quarters and then have a massive quarter and score 60 and kick three, like are those players less likely to thrive? Because there's less time in the game.
Less time to have those moments.
Yeah. So it's a debate. Is it that if you have one of those quarters, you might end up being the top scorer for the entire day, even if you do nothing for the rest of it.
Based on your one burst.
Which is, yeah, correct. Because that might just be enough. So, look, nothing here is concrete. This is all just us trying to figure out what may or may not be going on. There's still nothing.
No Twitter update.
Still nothing.
No,
I'm refreshing. Every now and then when it sounds like I'm losing interest, it's because I'm refreshing Twitter. So let's get into some actual
All right, so but on the less numbers, does this mean our premiums are going to drop in price?
And
our rookies are not going to increase in price?
I don't believe that's the case. Just from watching Warnie's Twitter feed, because a lot of people keep hitting him up about it, apparently it's not based on the individual scores. It's based across the scores throughout the entire round. So it's like a cumulative thing.
Oh, okay.
So if everybody's scoring less, then everybody's...
The overall's less.
Yeah, so the magic number doesn't change. It's not like all these players' prices are going to plummet.
Good clarification, because I thought they might.
But here's the thing. I'm the type of coach who picks a team with the goal of being at my absolute peak in round, say, 18.
Grand final's already been played.
There is no round 18.
Yes.
So you have to change your mindset into being competitive faster. So if you're in a head-to-head AFL fantasy league, or even a draft league and you haven't done your draft yet, you should be drafting, trying to win games immediately, banking wins.
So mid prices over rookies?
Yeah, kind of. If you can have, like, you can't wait for cash cows to develop. Mid prices are going to go, I think. I think you're better off taking, say, Canelio over Josh Kelly and spending the extra 100 and whatever grand it is on upgrading Noah Anderson to a Quinton Narkle or someone like
that who's
going
range.
To actually score immediately and is a little bit safer, and you may end up keeping them throughout the entire year. You've got less trades because there's less rounds to get to that perfect spot. It's actually stunning.
Even less because there'll be no buy round.
No.
Where you had that little extra.
I'll go bananas here.
Yeah.
No, that's all gone. So the idea is to be as competitive as possible as soon as possible, bank the wins, and put yourself in a position to win. My other question before we move on is, if you win your draft league this year, do you believe there's an asterisk?
Not if I win it. No, because everyone's under the same... Everyone's been dealt the same hand at the same time. No one knew beforehand and was able to plan a way around it any different to anyone else.
Yeah.
It's an inconvenience. Someone has to win. Can't be like the NBL.
To me, if there's an asterisk, it's because you had to earn it even more than usual.
Oh, so your asterisk means... It's almost like a tick.
To me, there's no asterisk, but if there was to be one, I would say it's because you've had to earn it twice as much. This is going to be intense. How do trades work? So here's the other thing. Let's say you're a non-contender in your league, like you and I. How quickly do you now move assets? So if you're a team that normally go, well, I'll wait till the trade deadline, if you're a contender, I'll see who I need to pick up a Cade Simpson or a Heath Shaw later in the year to try to win a flag. You might need to go earlier on the trades. The assets again. The accumulation of assets might need to happen sooner.
So if we're 17 rounds instead of 23, we're already 6 weeks into the season.
Essentially, yeah, you've got to approach it as that 6 weeks are already gone. Like that's
Except
how you have to look at it.
We haven't had a chance to look at our players.
We just don't know what any of these guys are going to produce. So the whole thing is different. The coaches that adapt to this, I heard Nat Fyfe at the Dockers launch last week say, the teams that adjust to this situation, the best will be the teams that play finals and win the premiership. And that hasn't really been picked up, but it's right. This sort of navigating all this mess and this madness, it'll be the coaches who navigate that in a clever way that come out. Because you've really got to go, right, do I win it in 2020 or can I somehow set myself up for when it's a full season in 2021? That's what you've got to be going with the mindset if you're in a keeper league, I think.
Yep. The drama is, are we going to get to see enough of this year's 2020 prospects to work out whether they're keepers.
Yeah, that's a whole other.
Or whether they were just a fill-in because it was getting too hard.
Yeah.
Too many games all at once.
That's a whole other thing. That's a whole other thing. Let's move on to some footy.
Sure.
I've asked you to identify a few guys that you think will be breakout candidates. Some maybe a little left of centre. This can be for our salary or for drafts, whatever you think. Give me your first one.
All right, first one is a favourite of yours.
Oh, okay. He's still one of my guys.
Might be relevant this year.
Ooh.
Adam Tomlinson.
Oh.
So he's a little bit not quite on the cheap side.
Yep.
But he's not expensive.
He's like 5-something, right?
He is 574.
Yeah, okay.
So
he's been in my team at one point.
Well, there you go.
He's not now.
I think he could have a massive year. If he was the 21st, 20th, 19th, 18th best player on GWS's list, which I assume he has been for the last 3 years.
I think the thing with him is...
He's now in the top...
10?
Pick a number, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think the thing with him is what we saw at GWS was Cameron going up to him on the Friday going, hey, Adam, this week we need you as a third tall. Okay, no worries. And he goes out and scores 40.
Mr. Fix-It.
Hey, Adam, this week we need you on the wing. Gets 112 and everyone goes, here we go. Hey, Adam, I might need you to play in the forward pocket. Like, we just need another target up there. Okay, sure. Back to 60. Like, this has been the problem. I think what's going to happen here is, hey, Adam.
See some consistency.
Go stand on the wing for 17 rounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the thing about Tomlinson was, he's a plus six guy. He gets a lot of marks. Mm. And as a long-term owner, I'm sad I'm not on him anymore, but as a long-term owner, he could regularly get 10-plus marks if he's in that role.
Yep.
And if you're heading to 10-plus marks, chances are you're heading to a 90-plus.
Yeah.
Because he's also getting kicks with that, and he will get the odd handball too, and he will get the odd tackle too if he's playing in the middle. I think you're right.
So whether that means, so certainly for draft leagues, I think he's someone you want to snap up.
Well, I've seen him going early, haven't you?
Yes. Well, he went super early in ours.
Super early in ours in a keeper league, went ahead of some of the younger kids that were high prospects. I've seen another couple where he's gone top 15. Look, so I think I think people are onto it.
Yep.
But in salary, I wouldn't hesitate to, like, let's say you're choosing between him and Jack Viney. So you're saving about 40 grand, I think, if you're doing that.
Yeah, and there's every chance he could outscore Viney.
There is. Look, honestly,
and he could be more consistent.
Yeah.
He could hit 100, 110.
I would say, if you had to bet your life on an Adam Tomlinson average, would you say over or under 94.5?
Over just.
Really?
Yeah. I said there's no reason why he can't hit a 96.
I reckon he's in the low 90s, but I reckon that's a win. From what you're paying and what you're drafting him at, I reckon a low 90s, some chance at some point to gain position or dual position, but probably not. Let's just hope he stays on that wing and sticks it there. No, I agree with you. I hate that I agree with you, but I agree with you. Just refreshing. Hold on.
News.
Just refreshing. Still nothing. This is insane. We push on. Okay, my first one.
Tell me.
Great name. Jack Lekosius.
Yes.
Big raps on this kid. I think we all stuffed up last year in keeper leagues with him. I think we all got Sam Walsh'd, which was great.
Yeah. And we thought key forward.
Yep.
Throw him in the bin.
Yep. We thought, he's Sam Day, he's Tom Lynch. We're going to wait 5.
Time.
Yeah, correct. And even then, maybe not. He's not that. Do you know what he is? I figured out what he is.
Tell me, what is he?
He's young Westhoff.
Ooh.
Yeah. He's young West, but a better, obviously a higher pedigree.
Yeah.
I think Westhoff was a rookie pick. This is a kid who's a top 2 draft pick who plays in that similar way. I can float across. I can go forward. I can go in the midfield. I can play on the wing. At some point, I may pinch in the ruck. I think this kid is a Swiss Army knife. I went very hard to try to trade for him in our keeper league. Got denied. The guy was too smart.
Good.
I've got him in my salary cap team. I have him.
You have him in your salary.
He's 388,000. He is underpriced. I think Jack Lekosius, I would be absolutely stunned if he doesn't average 80 plus. Stunned.
This is a huge call.
Yep.
So this is him playing in the back line.
Yep.
What happens if, like you said, he's the Swiss Army knife? Why don't we try you at full forward for a quarter and he kicks 2 and then he plays there for the rest of the year?
Look, it's a possibility. It's a possibility. But the role he's been playing in the preseason, the role he played toward the end of last year was that third, that sort of roaming tall, and he's a good user of the footy. He has been pushing up on the wing. I'm willing to put my reputation on the line and say Lekosius is the one.
Wow.
He's the one that if you pick him.
I'm not so sure, but I like your confidence.
Very unique. He's been in my team for about 2 months and I haven't taken him out. Can't do it.
Great.
Fits beautifully in that fourth spot too. Fourth back.
I've gone much different in my structure there.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about our teams toward the end. Your next one?
Okay, my next one. This is going to sound a bit like a fan comment.
Sure.
I like...
You haven't done any research? Is that
I did some research, but I don't know a lot about this bloke, but I like this bloke and I keep toying with the idea of this bloke. Tom Sparrow.
Okay.
Tell me it's Tom.
No, it is Tom Sparrow.
Good.
Yeah. Good. So why Tom Sparrow?
Because he... Second year on the list. Could be wrong again.
Yeah, debut. I think it was round one debut last year, but then fell off the...
Scored a 50 or something.
Dropped right off the map.
Yep. Again, and I know it's another Melbourne guy. Mm. Like, they were terrible. They got to change things up.
Yeah, what have you only looked up Melbourne? Is that what's happened here?
No, I got a couple of others that aren't from Melbourne. I just think, well, this year, I think Melbourne, Adelaide and Fremantle are going to be the ones that are the unknowns.
It sounds like, sounds like from Twitter that they're having another teleconference with CEOs tonight. the AFL.
So
this is Daniel Cherney tweeting. I haven't had time to confirm this myself because I'm in here doing this podcast instead. But that would mean they're still not ready to announce a decision. That is stunning to me.
That's unreal. We're 20-something hours away from bounce down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
We push on.
All right.
Look, so- I don't hate it. I feel like it's a bit of a reach. I feel like Tom Sparrow is the guy that you talk about this year and you pick him next year.
Yep, and then he fires the one after.
Well, it's kind of like what happened with Jordan Dawson. Like, yeah, sort of on radars in 2018. But he just didn't get enough game time, and I think that's what's going to happen with Sparrow. Like, he might get a game, not do enough, go back. Might play two, not do enough, go back. I don't feel like he's ready to explode yet. Like, Tomlinson and Lukosius are going to play every game.
Yes.
Right? You could say that, barring injury, they'll be in the best 22. We don't know that about Sparrow. So I see what you're saying. He does have a game style that suits fantasy. They do clearly need young talent coming through. But I wouldn't be picking. Would you be picking him in a salary cap? Have you got him in your salary cap team?
No.
Did you draft him?
Told me to go find three for you today. He was one.
Did you draft?
He was on my list. It's interesting. What was left after my last pick, I screenshotted on the laptop, and he was sitting four or five from the top.
So you had 10 picks, and you still didn't take him.
I had 11.
Right. So this is what I'm saying. If you were really confident, you would have.
But if we've got in salary, if we've got an issue where there aren't enough rookies.
Yep.
And he gets named.
But he's not a rookie, is he?
Well, he's 100 grand more than a rookie.
Yeah, okay.
So if there aren't any, then
how? So you're saying you'd rather take him than a Rowell or an Anderson or a Green?
Well, I think you're going to have to take all three of those.
Plus him.
And maybe you have to take him over. Who's the bloke from Collingwood?
Tyler Brown, he's playing.
Tyler Brown.
He's playing.
Yep.
No, you pick Tyler Brown. I think we're starting to firm in the midfield with Brown, Pickett, Green, and Rowell's going to play.
Yes.
So it's just if like an Anderson plays or one of these other guys, look, we're pretty close to almost being set in there now, I reckon.
Those guys are going to be everyone's fantasy team. Yep.
My second guy, huge on this guy over the preseason. Huge. Quinton Narkle.
Yes, I can vouch for you being huge on this guy.
Haven't stopped talking about him.
For months.
Yep.
Months.
Massive fan. Good, really good preseason. Nothing he did in the preseason deterred me. Watched the games. Scored, I think, in the 80s both times. Games were shorter. They're in desperate need of dynamic midfielders. They lost Tim Kelly. I think he's going to play the Tim Kelly role. I really do. He's going to push forward, kick some goals, but be sort of their breaker in the middle.
Yep. What I like is he played finals.
Yep. Well, he did.
That's,
he did.
That screams out that he was
and he
already
played well.
He was already in their best 22.
Yeah. I'm going to say by the end of this year, he'll be ahead of Ablett and he'll be ahead of Joel Selwood in that team. I'm not kidding. Like, Dangerfield still has a bit left in the tank. Those other guys I don't think have much left. I think Narkle is going to – you will be in the conversation for, is Narkle their best midfielder? He's not quite Dangerfield, but is he their second or third best midfielder? Like, I actually think he's in my salary cap team. Has been for a long time.
Yep.
490, I think he is. And he's in my draft team. I drafted him as well.
He's pick 15 he's in that again. Scary price range for fantasy.
He is. He's the range where you can pick him or a Tomlinson.
Yep.
And he's a fair bit cheaper.
Yes.
These are gutsy calls by me, by the way. You not so much.
No, mine are boring, aren't they?
What's your third one?
It's also boring.
What is it? Another Melbourne player?
No.
Hold on, let me guess. Is it Jake Lever?
No. No, it's not.
Stephen May?
I'm going to go with someone who I drafted.
Okay. Well, I've done that.
Someone from Fremantle.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I like this.
Think you know where I'm going?
Yeah.
Talon Duman.
Yeah, okay. It's a terrible pick.
You thought I was going to say someone else, didn't you?
I thought you drafted Darcy Tucker, and then I was going to say, yeah, okay, I like that.
Nah. Duman, I think, especially early, can't see how he doesn't score. Plays... He's a 65-point average first year, 66.
Yep.
Next year, I see a big jump coming. I think he can average 80.
Really?
You wanted a big call. That's my call.
Yeah, okay. I think the problem with him is when Wilson's back and Pierce is back and Hamley's back and they still need to squeeze Luke Ryan and Griffin Logue's probably had a good start to the season. And, you know, they're suddenly starting to add up a lot of names in that back line. He's going to be the first to go.
Possibly.
He is demanding unless he's having, going out.
Unless he's having the season that he's unless going he's to having, have and he really, holds someone really, else out.
Really big season. It definitely sounds like we're not getting an answer on the footy for quite a while.
That's
by the
incredible.
Way. Amazing. We may not know by tonight. This is an incredible development. I'm not mean to criticise all your picks here. I'm just poking holes. I'm absolutely poking holes.
You wanted a left field. I think he's left field. He's too expensive for fantasy.
Yep.
But I think that in drafts, go for it.
Yes. No, I'll pay that. I'll pay that. Is he a last pick though, right? Like you're not taking him.
I don't know where I took him, but I was happy.
I hope it was late. Okay, so I had a few options here for this guy. I was like, I've tended to drift towards players that I'm selecting in things, but that's because I'm backing them in, right?
Mm.
Well, I toss up between two. I'll toss up between three, and I'll toss up between four, and I'll mention them all. Callum Brown from Collingwood I really like.
Yep.
Tyler's brother. That's true.
Really?
Actually, he's
Where's Fenn? That's hilarious.
Exactly. He'd be listening to this going, oh. Rowbottom.
Yeah, no, you like him.
Big fan. Paddle Bum. Will Setterfield.
Yeah, got to show me more.
That's what I'm hoping for.
One.
But I put him just ahead of Sparrow in that regard. Like,
yep.
Come on, Will. It's time.
Well, Setterfield's got to be in front of Sparrow.
You would say, yeah. Yes. And then Liam Duggan is the other one.
Yeah, we know you're keen there as well. Hit me again with those four.
Rowbottom, Setterfield, Duggan, Callum Brown.
Okay. I don't know enough about Brown.
Sure.
I know Collingwood like him.
Yep.
And I know there's a lot of fantasy murmurs about him
Tyler.
Being.
Yep.
I do now.
Yep.
A lot of murmurs about him going to be good.
Yep.
Is that now? Is that later? Mm-hmm. Rowbottom, why not?
Looks fantastic.
He's forward.
Forward status.
In the middle.
Little bit expensive in fantasy, right? 460 something, I think he is.
For a guy that's played, what, 10,
yeah,
12,
he did look
games.
Very good, and he looked pretty good in the preseason too. He had some really nice moments. If I was picking one of those four, it's probably Rowbottom, right?
Yes, because yeah. I think Duggan, you're hopeful that it's going to be different to the 60s
yeah.
we normally see from him.
Yeah.
But again, just because we saw
averaged 70-plus a few times already. So it's kind of there. He's a fairly high pick. He's 23.
How's it changing in West Coast lineup?
Well, this is the settled. Thing.
How's his role any different?
Is the Hearn and Jetta thing is the thing that I'm planning on it being the turning point for him because Jetta's probably in his last year or maybe his second last year. Hearn's the same.
Yep.
At some point, they have to develop other ball users off half back, and I think he's their best bet to go forward with that.
Okay.
So whether
so
they,
that's where the role changes.
So this year they might say, hey, Liam, I'm not going to give you the whole thing, but here, just for the next 10 minutes, play a bit loose and we'll see how you go. You know, like, I just think we could see a 10-point bump this year.
Yep.
Could he average 80? I think he could.
Okay.
I wouldn't bank on it, but if you're picking late in a draft and you're looking for a last defender on the field, I don't hate it. We saw in Marsh 2, he had, what, 90 at half time.
Yeah, it was huge.
I mean, that's Marsh, but that still shows that when he needs to get it, he can get it.
Correct.
He's just never been in a role to get it. So it's a risky pick, and I wouldn't touch him in salary, but if I'm looking long-term in drafts.
Yeah, I don't hate it. I don't hate it.
That's good. Okay. All right. We've got a million questions, so let's maybe start going to the questions because a lot of that will be covered. Hold on a minute. I'm just having one more look. Still nothing. Okay. Tons of questions to get to. Lots of responses. Thank you, everybody. Michael, 82 points is his name. If you were a hot dog and there was no food left, would you eat yourself?
Yes.
Well, my question is, if I eat myself, do I die? Like if I eat like the bottom half of me, does this other part of me stay alive? Like just
or do
half eaten hot dog?
Into the bottom half of you? Who knows?
I think if it's going to kill me, I'm not doing it. But if I can stay alive, I probably eat a small piece every day. But then at some point, you're gone. So it's slippery slope. Will Davis, Davo176, thoughts on Jade Gresham? Well, I'm going to sit out of this one because I'm a Jade Gresham owner and I have been for years and I keep singing his praises.
St Kilda scare me. They still seem to be all the same. So if you think there's a reason he can play more in the mid and less in the forward line, then go, do it.
But so you're talking about there's Billings, there's Gresham, there's Brad Hill.
Loney.
There's Sinclair, there's God.
Another four Jacks.
There's a lot of Jacks. Apparently, Seb Ross is in the midfield too. Apparently, Battle's going to play some midfield this season. Like, there's a lot of dudes to feed, right?
Yeah. So if you think he's the one, then do it. But I have massive reservations. Look, he's going to score 70 something.
Yep.
Is that enough?
He's averaged 80 last year, 83.
Yep.
So I would say wouldn't go backwards. But here's the thing. I know you're saying there's a lot of guys, and I agree with you. But if you're St Kilda, you're prioritising Billings, Gresham, Hill, and probably Ross. You want the ball with those guys, right?
Yep.
I think the others are the ones who take the back seats. I'm not saying all those four are going to be without fault, but I would feel safe-ish about those four. Can Gresham
So you basically you put Gresham in a league above Loney?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. I mean, there's every chance Gresham is actually their best player. Like, he's not far off that. Like, yep. I would think...
Fantasy-wise, I feel like he is your burst guy.
Yeah,
okay. He might win St Kilda a game, two games, three games, but he might score 61 doing it.
Yeah, he's going to be up and down. Yeah. There's going to be some hundreds and there's going to be some 65s.
Yeah.
As a forward, you're laughing if you've got him as your second best forward or your third best forward, I would have thought, in a draft. If a keeper, you're definitely sitting tight. Salary, not so much for me. Because at 83, you're hoping he jumps up to 90, and if you're picking him in a salary, it could happen, but there's no guarantee.
I don't see that as a likely scenario. Yeah. But yes, agree, definitely in a keeper.
Yeah.
There's no way you're flicking him or you'd want to get something good for him in a trade.
Yeah.
But in fantasy, no.
I think he's a fantastic footballer. And you know I like drafting good footballers. That's my thing. Ernie McCracken, big Earn, 000, long-time listener.
I'd heard that name before.
How many rookie/rookie prices are you starting on the field? I'll leave that question until we get to our team.
Sure.
He also says, great to have the dynamic duo back. Well, we don't.
Sorry about
Fence
that.
Fence been cut. What the hell are you guys doing with Ruck 2? Well, at the moment, I'm Sam Jacobs and you're...
I'm Sam Jacobs.
Yeah, okay. I have toyed with the idea of Naismith, but I'd like to see him named first.
I don't know whether this is a smart idea, crazy idea.
Oh, God.
I've got Naismith on my bench.
Not worried there's too much money there?
Yeah, and I know what's going to happen is when the teams come out...
You'll switch him for Cameron and you'll take the money and
run. I'm going to put a cheapie in there.
I don't mind doing that, though. You've got the money.
It means the cash is there.
You've got some cash.
But I also don't hate it if we go in that way. If he could generate some money before you go down to a Cameron.
Yeah. Anthony Lull says, Ryan, any idea as to when the AFL will make a decision? Nope. The longer this takes, the more unlikely is the season will start tomorrow night. Not so sure I agree. I think the longer it takes, the more they're trying to figure out the finer details, how teams will get places, what the fixture might look like. I think if they were just going to call it, they'd just call it. But who knows?
Yeah.
TWR, trying to work out what ruck combo is better, Gawn English McAvoy or Nick Nat Bell Chambers Zach Smith?
The one with Gawn in it, but I'm not sure why we need McAvoy.
I think
this is
a couple of guys taking the piss out of each other.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right, let's go with the Gawn one there. Yeah, well done to Gawn and McAvoy owner.
Yeah, and English. English was in there too.
Oh, English. Oh, well, that's easily better.
Raj, if the round 17 season goes ahead, what specific changes in strategies would you adopt while drafting your fantasy team? I feel like we talked about that.
Covered that, didn't we?
TWR again, as a Sire, that guy, as an owner of him, would you be terrified about his chances if Tyler Brown is probably ahead of him?
Well, yes. I think we know now that he is. Yeah.
He's a hot head.
Rupert Wills is ahead of him.
Yep.
And Treloar's coming back.
The Sire thing was never quite real. You were on that
track. Oh, yeah, I was. Yeah, no, I know. And then whatever happened at the beginning of last year has done his chances no good.
Yeah, no, he's done.
Yep.
He's done.
Where's Dane Swan's number, though? That's what attracted me there in the first place.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
What? They gave him Dane Swan's... Oh, sorry, I thought you meant Dane Beams. I was like, that's a bit premature. game of Sloan's. How much time do you see Nick Nat playing? Viable options if the quarters are shortened? Yes. Here's the thing. Like, they like Nick Nat playing less game time.
And we're getting...
But it's about minutes, not percentage. So he may actually play a higher percentage of the games than he has been playing in the past because it's about minutes with him. He's probably one of the big winners out of this.
So he could, if numbers are going down,
yeah.
your answer to that question is Nick Nat's numbers don't go down and the rest of the Rucks numbers do come down.
Yeah, so they're the players you're going to look for. The low time on ground percentage guys, I think those guys stabilise. Some other guys who play huge minutes
to get the numbers. Yeah.
Correct, man. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Maybe he's an option then.
I don't think he's in AFL fantasy. He's never been a great scorer, but great for a draft league and fantastic for Supercoach.
Yes.
Michael Porter. Is Lachie Schultz actually a salary cap option?
No.
No, I wouldn't have thought. Great draft potential, like to pick him up in a late in a draft and have a pot shot.
How much is he in fantasy? He's in like it's a 300 guy, isn't
I wouldn't know because I wouldn't have looked.
No, he's not an option.
Ben Watford, Dusty or Devon?
I'm going to say Devon.
Really?
I think there's a ceiling.
Dusty for mine.
Dusty's going to, you know what Dusty's going to give you.
Devon hurt some people last year, man.
Yeah, but I didn't have him. Yeah. So I still see the roses side of him.
I don't see it anymore. It's clouded me. Ashley Little, if 17 rounds and shortened quarters, less time between games, does it change strategy? More premiums, more mid-price, less rooks, take more risks? I think we already spoke about that.
Yeah, I don't think we gave an answer.
But no. I like the point of differences, though, like the Lukosius, the Narkles, the Tomlinsons. I think that's the way to go. Nick Paratori, is Hayden Young a chance to play round one? I'd say no.
I wouldn't.
Hasn't had enough runs on them. Unless round one's in June, then he might actually be a good chance. Justin Rake, I've got a spare 600K to spend on a defender. Who you got? Tell me who your top three are.
I'll have to. I've
Let's
team.
No, let's wait for that. Okay. That's a team pick. Frio girl, Jack Stephen is out. Why? Let's discuss his future in fantasy. Where do you sit on Jack Stephen at this point? I'm out. I'm all out.
I was. Not in, and that hearing that news today,
yep.
No,
yep.
No way. Yep. But it is Geelong, and Geelong do play tricks with selection. So maybe he does play round one.
Well, again, it depends when round one is. But I would say no for me. I don't like taking risks on those sorts of guys. Like if he was like 190,000 and I had to take him, yeah, fine.
Oh, sure. If he's in that price range, then yeah, put him on your bench, and when he does play, great.
Yeah.
But he's not.
No. And to be honest, like,
it's a massive red flag.
Yeah, his last couple of years, he hasn't shown me enough anyway. He's not cheap enough.
No. The forward status is the only reason someone would be interested, and I think now, no.
Correct. Okay, so I think that's it for questions, believe it or not.
Oh, so the answer to who do you buy is Rory Ladd.
600,000?
Yeah.
How much is he worth?
I don't know. The answer is always Rory Ladd.
It's more than that. So let's have a look at our teams and let's talk through them a little bit. So my backline in AFL fantasy at the moment consists of Jack Crisp. He's my big ticket. Mm-hmm. I got onto him late last year. The guy just scores, man. He just scores.
Yeah, I think I had him for the back half last year.
And he's a bit cheaper than Lloyd and Laird, or he might be the same price as Laird. But
he's
725.
Yeah, Laird's 719.
Yeah, see, I'd prefer Crisp in that scenario. What about you? I know you're a Laird man, but...
I have
Laird. You've got Laird in your D1?
No, I have Lloyd in D1.
Lloyd and Laird?
I've spent all my money in the back line.
Wow.
Mm.
Gee whiz. Okay. My second defender is Dan Houston. Do you have him?
Yeah. You're not going to like my team this year.
I'm assuming that the guy I was asking about the $600,000 defender already has Dan Houston.
Yeah. Or the other one. Popular. The other one, can you find yourself another 14 and get Jordan Dawson?
Yeah. Oh, don't we love Jordan Dawson?
And Doherty's at that price? Doherty's 530.
Doherty's 563. You'd assume he's in most teams already.
Yes.
Jordan Dawson would be the one then. If I could find 600K and already had Houston and Doherty, that's probably where I'd be heading. My fourth, who's your third, Doherty?
Dawson.
Whoa. You really have loaded up.
Yeah. That's where all my money's gone.
So you got Lloyd, Laird, and Dawson. I hate to see what the rest of your team looks like.
It's going to get ugly
too. Holy moly. My fourth defender is Lukosius at 388. Yours is?
Doherty.
Wow. fifth is Robertson.
Correct.
Fifth it's is okay, Robertson. So you're finally aligned.
I've got one.
And I've put Jared Brander in defensive six at the moment. I don't love it, but I had Ash there, but I needed the money.
Okay.
So I've gone down a little bit.
I've got Gould with the possibility that he doesn't play and then we sort something else out.
Yeah, which, sure.
While we're still on defenders, I've got Dan Houston in my midfield.
Oh, okay. It's kind it's of a bit of a switcheroo.
Again, it's a bit of a placeholder. So if Gould doesn't get named and there's no cheap defenders.
You switch Houston back there as well.
Yeah.
And holy then the back line's moly. Done. Yeah, and the rest is going to take 6 weeks to even score mediocre. Who's your back, kids?
Okay, again, I don't like this because I've still got Ash sitting there with Stasevich.
I have Stasevich. At the moment, Bailey Williams is a placeholder, but if someone else gets in the gig, I'm not sold on Bailey Williams. I think he will play some games, but I don't think he'll score much and he might be in and out. But I feel really good about everything up until Stasevich, and then after that I'm not so sure. And if Brander, I think Brander will play, so I think he's fine to be your D6.
Yep. I've got him on the field in the forward line.
Okay, because your forward line's garbage. Midfield. Okay. My top dog is Jack McRae. Literally.
Yeah, I've got Josh Kelly.
Okay. Josh Dunkley. It's my second guy.
Jack McRae.
Where are you finding all this money? Stephen Canelio is my third.
He's my third.
Okay. And then Tommy Mitchell is fourth.
Okay, so this is what I've done. I've ignored Tom Mitchell.
Oh, my God.
Mm.
What are you doing?
I didn't think there was going to be a season, and I didn't like him early. And then what do we do? What do we play? JLT, Nab, or Marsh?
Yeah.
Happened, and he looks good, and he's still not in my team.
How is that possible?
I'm happy to fly. Let's see what happens.
Wow. Okay. Interesting.
That's where I've saved the money.
Interesting. So who's your fourth?
Stupid order on this app. My fourth would be Dan Houston.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
After that, I then go to Narkle.
Yeah, so I drop right away. I've got my next four are all kids.
Just rattle them off.
Cool. So I'll go on with Anderson, Green, Pickett, Rao.
Yeah, okay. So I've got Narkle, Anderson, Rao, and Green. Pickett's on the bench with Tyler Brown.
Yep. Okay, so I've got Pickett on field, and my bench is Sarong and Sharp, one of those that doesn't play well.
Two very expensive. Brown. Tyler Brown. Okay. My ruck at the moment is Grundy and Jacobs with Darcy Cameron.
Grundy, Jacobs, Naismith.
Yeah, okay. So you got a bit of money there as well. This forward line's going to be a dog's breakfast, surely.
Correct.
For the forwards for me, I'll just rattle the whole lot off. Lockie Whitfield, Hugh Greenwood, Andy Brayshaw, Roe Bottom, Townsend, and Taylor.
Boy, not that far off each other.
What do you got?
Whitfield, Greenwood, Brayshaw, and then it stops. So then I'm into Brander, Georgiades, and Taylor.
Yeah, okay. And then my bench is Sturt and Rankine. I don't feel great about that yet.
I just took Rankine out. Mm-hmm. So I've got Sturt and pronunciation coming, Budarik.
Well, I've got him in the utility spot.
Aha.
Who's your utility?
He's my utility. I've got Max King.
Oh, yeah, okay, yes. Sure.
I just went straight to the bottom, forgetting that there is a utility.
So you just loaded up the back line. Really just overdone in the back line area.
Yep. So I think Robertson is the good value pick, and all the rest, it's a minefield.
Yep.
So I just went, well, do you know what? You're going to want Lloyd and Laird at the end. Take them now.
Yep.
Dawson, we can swing forward should something appear rookie-wise.
Yeah.
Which means maybe, and maybe that might happen because we get rid of one of these.
We could switch him and Brander potentially.
Yes. Yeah. Or, if there becomes an available defensive rookie,
we can
throw someone in the forward line away.
Sure. I actually like the structure of your team better if you do the Brand Dawson switch straight away.
Oh, and then it doesn't seem so back heavy.
Then you play Ash on the field if he debuts. Then Brand is on the bench. It's actually stronger. Dawson plays a little bit better in your forward line. I actually like that. And in that case, I start to really like the look of your team. I think you need Mitchell. I think you've stuffed up there. But, hey, who knows? Maybe you'll be the only one without him and you'll look like a freaking genius.
Correct.
I almost wrote down my big call that Tom Mitchell will be the top scorer this year. I almost wrote that down.
Well, I hope not because, obviously that's...
Full disclosure, last year I said Angus Brayshaw was going to be the top scorer for the year, so it's kind of a jinx.
But sometimes you make a prediction that comes true the year after.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm usually a two-year guy.
You could have...
What's your big prediction? I asked you for a big prediction. Did you make one?
No, I didn't.
Oh, do you want to go just off the top of your head?
Um,
who's the top scorer for the year?
The top...
Overall.
Okay, well, I tell you, it won't be Grundy, and I have just a weird feeling that he could drop down to the third best ruck.
Third best ruck?
Mm.
So if you think that, why do you have him in your team at $900,000? Why don't you just go and get whoever you think is the best, English or Jacobs or whoever it'd be, and save that money?
Because I play very safe.
I don't think it's the year for safety.
So you think put Naismith on the field, put Tom Mitchell in my midfield with the money I save.
Yeah. Bump up one of those kids.
Possible.
If you do that, you're going to suddenly have $600,000 to play with. You can basically go get Mitchell for free. Swap him for Sharp. Like, it's going to be that simple.
Big call.
Your team's loaded.
No Grundy.
But no Grundy is the big call. I'm not saying more, I agree, but if you think that...
It's more a negating factor. Everyone has Grundy.
But that's
the
same as Mitchell.
Everyone rides the same.
That's the same as Mitchell, though. Like, and this year, I feel like, as I said, I feel like you've got to take some risks and bank some wins. You know, like, try to be as good as you can be immediately.
Well, I'll stick with no Mitchell instead of no Grundy.
That's fine. You're taking a risk either way. So, yeah. I think that's it.
Great.
It's less than an hour. We still don't know if this is going ahead or not. Hopefully it is. I think we all really want fantasy football in our lives. This has been really quite a devastating couple of weeks, I suppose. This is the best time of year for us. This is supposed to
be.
It's supposed to be Christmas, isn't it? Tomorrow night is supposed to be the unwrapping of the presents. We would have gone in with Pickett. Jack Martin's playing. Is Setterfield any good? You know, people have drafted Jack Nunes, hoping for the best. Is Richmond going to name any kids? Like, is Collier Dawkins a surprise debutante? Like, all of these things. We live for this stuff, and it's not. It may not be here. And even if it is here, it's compromised.
It doesn't feel real.
It doesn't feel real.
I still can't believe we've got no announcement.
No, we don't have anything. I think the announcement comes tonight. I think they're just trying to close off some.
So your thoughts is that it's taking so long because it is going ahead.
Yep.
But they need to just outline how it's going
ahead. Adam Simpson's just said on Fox that playing 5 games in 3 weeks is a real possibility. So I think what's happening is they're trying to go, okay, if we're going to do this.
So the logistics are being worked out.
How can we, within a month, hoping that everything holds up for a month, can we have played 6 games each and have a good portion of the season, more than a third of the season done, so that when we reopen in, say, late July, we can do the same again and cram as many games as possible and have a final series in, say, mid to late October?
Like, can you have a final series in mid to late October?
Why not?
World Cup of cricket.
So play it somewhere else.
So no MCG.
Maybe not. Or you try to play on the days when they're not using it.
Is this because you still think we'll be in lockdown and there won't be a crowd, so it doesn't have to be the G?
Yeah. Well, maybe. I just think they're going to have to think on their feet. I think they might have to play the grand final at Marvel or potentially, Jesus, who knows, Optus, Adelaide Oval. Like, just think outside the box this year. Like, if you want to play, you're going to have to do some things differently. If you don't want to bend, you're going to break.
Yep. And so again, we're still stuck fantasy-wise. If we're playing 6 games in 5 weeks, we have no idea how that structures up.
Well, this is the biggest issue. If the Eagles are, playing 5 games in 3 weeks, but Freo's playing 4, well, it's pretty obvious. Just stack your team with Eagles players, right?
Yeah, so but we don't know prior
to
lockout.
And hopefully we do. Hopefully we get some giant chunk of information tonight where they say, here's the fixtures for the first 6 rounds. Here's how it's going to look. Hopefully that gives Ultimate Footy, AFL Fantasy, Supercoach, Dream Team, all these guys time to get their ducks in a row. And commissioners time to change things.
And tomorrow becomes a very unproductive day at work.
Very. And the real sort of kick in the nuts out of all this is, one guy gets a positive test on Sunday and they scrap the whole bloody thing. So we're never going to feel good about this.
No.
We're going to feel anxious about this season for as long as it lasts, whether it be a day, a week, a month, or not at all. It's going to be a constant feel of anxiety.
Yep. Even if we play tomorrow night, we might not play Friday.
Correct.
Yeah.
So this has been fun.
It's been depressing. What a depressing way to finish.
I kind of feel bummed out. Thank you, Jordan, for joining. I will say it probably won't be the last time.
Well, not if we're in lockdown and Fenn's not allowed in the building.
You're already here too, you know? Makes sense. Fenn, if you're listening, this could be it for you. This could be it. Thank you to Mazda. As I said, like, if you're going to be sitting around doing nothing, you may as well be driving around in your brand new Mazda. pretty cheap too, like 37,000.
This is good.
Yeah. I know what I'd be doing.
You could sleep in it. Quarantine yourself in it.
What a perfect way to be quarantined. In your Mazda. Drive it around, see the coast. Okay. We need to cut it off now. Thanks for listening to the Footy Rhino podcast. Hopefully we're back next week talking fantasy. Cross everything. And hopefully tomorrow night, if there is a game, your risky picks go well, and your safe picks also go very well.
Good luck.